affiliate. Anyway, time for me, Peter Smith, to get out of the studio and hand over the rest of the programme to David Vaughan and Patricia Goodson for another edition of Encore. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Encore, very much in a 1920s spirit there. I'm David Vaughan.
And I'm Patricia Goodson. And you've been listening to Yaroslav Ježek's Three Policemen Step, performed here by Tomáš Višek on a new Studio Matoš recording.
And this was one of Ježek's greatest hits. It comes from one of his first collaborations with the immortal duo comedian playwrights Voskovec and Verich.
And performed, I might add, on Ježek's very own piano, which some of our listeners will remember is in the famous Blue Room, that is, in Ježek's former apartment on Kaprova Street in Prague, which Encore visited a couple of years ago.
Yes, and to bring listeners who weren't with us on that day up to date, the composer Jaroslav Ježek, whose dates are 1906 to 1942, was only partially sighted, and he could see best against a background of blue, and for that reason his flat, in his flat, the walls, the curtains, and even in fact the light bulbs are of cool blue colours, which you can still see.
Yes, a family lives in the flat now, but on one afternoon a week the room is open to the public. So if you visit Prague on a Tuesday, you too can visit the Blue Room and see where Ježek composed nearly all of his music, and where this CD was recorded.
And it's only just off the Old Town Square.
Mm-hmm.
So, Patricia, what's actually on the disc?
Well, it's quite a mix of music. Ježek was quite a versatile composer, and his greatest successes were with popular ragtimes and foxtrots written for the liberated theater of Voskovec and Verich. And the disc contains some of these, including the even very famous Bugatti Step, and it also has pieces which rose out of his strict classical training.
But it's worth adding, isn't it, that sometimes even these classical pieces do contain elements of popular music. Mm-hmm. We can hear that very much in this next piece, the final piece in his Petite Suite.
That was Jaroslav Ježek's Oh Girls, which is subtitled Charleston, Tempo Allegro, from his Petite Suite from the year 1928, performed by pianist Tomáš Višek.
And of course, a suite is a form which has its origins back in the Baroque era and is a set of dances. And Ježek updates it by including a Charleston, which, of course, was all the rage in the 1920s.
And I just want to point out that the somewhat clunky sound of the piano, especially that last bass note, it's not the pianist's fault. It's a small piano, of course. It's a Steinway Model M. M means medium. It's nothing arcane. Medium-sized piano, perfectly suited for the home, but it doesn't have the power and the tone of a concert grand, which you're used to hearing on a CD. And there's really not very much a pianist can do in that situation.
Well, was it worth making the recording in the first place, do you think?
Well, I think historically, of course, it's interesting, yes.
And I believe that Ježek's so-called serious pieces were often premiered at evenings of the music group of the Mánes Artists Club, the musicians' wing of a group of artists associated with, at the time, really quite radical Mánes art gallery. It's in a building, a rather wonderful modernist building down by the river, and that still stands today. And also some similar groups do exist to this day, don't they?
Yeah, there are actually several of them, ranging from conservative to radical, and they exist to bring non-commercial new music to the public. And they're mostly composers, but there's a few performers thrown in. There's Atelier 90, there's Umiletska Beseda, there's Agon and Přítomnost. And some more, they come and go. Přítomnost, however, has been here around for a long time. It means presence, and it's one of the oldest ones, founded in 1924.
And I see that they've been putting out their very own series of CDs of their music, and much of it is very appealing.
Yes, and one particularly fascinating and ambitious piece comes from the composer and writer Oldřich Korte, who celebrates his 80th birthday this year, though I can say he does look much younger. We are going to listen to a movement from his four-movement work entitled Philosophical Dialogues for Violin and Piano.
And this is indeed an ambitious work, a composition dealing, according to the author himself, with the meaning of life. The first movement is called The Basic Question, so let's hear that now.
violinist Shizuka Ishikawa with composer Ulrich Korte at the piano, and a beautiful performance of the basic question from Korte's work Philosophical Dialogues on a disc entitled Pritomnost 6 on the Arcodivo label.
And in fact, in the end, the work does offer the answer to the basic question in the form of the final movement after some musical wrestling with questions of truth and happiness, in which, according to the liner notes, happiness need not be truthful, nor truth happy.
And Mr. Korte certainly earned the right to philosophize. He spent time in concentration camps and communist prisons, but he went on to tour the world with the Czech Laterna Magica, which was the multimedia sensation of the 60s.
Still going strong, in fact.
It certainly is. So we're going to leave you today with the sprightly second movement of the Philosophical Dialogues, which is entitled, rather enigmatically, Full Stop to an Old Question. And to get the answer to the basic question, I'm afraid you'll have to get hold of the CD.
No, that's a CD we really have to buy. We want to find out the meaning of life. Anyway, until we've discovered the meaning of life, we have to leave you. It's the end of the program. But do get in touch. I'm afraid we can't give you the meaning of life, but we will do what we can. Our address is Radio Prague, 12099, Prague, the Czech Republic. You can also send us emails to english@radio.cz, and you can find the program, but as I say, not the meaning of life, on the website, www.radio.cz. So for the time being, from me, David Vaughan.
And me, Patricia Goodson.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.